Lesson 101, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, verses 1 through 22. Introduction. On July 20, 1833, a group of 400 to 500 Missourians demanded that no more saints move to Jackson County and that those already living there must leave. Before the saints in Missouri could respond, a mob began destroying their property and threatening their lives. On August 6, 1833, the Prophet Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, in which the Lord instructed the saints how to respond to persecution. Although some news of the trouble in Missouri had probably reached the prophet in Kirtland, Ohio, about 900 miles or 1,450 kilometers away, he could have understood the seriousness of the situation only through revelation. In this revelation, the Lord acknowledged the saints' afflictions in Missouri and Ohio. He counseled them to follow the constitutional law of the land and to keep their covenants. Note: help students better understand the context of the scriptures. Students are better able to identify doctrines and principles when they understand the historical context of the scripture block. One way to help students do this is to invite them to put themselves in the place of those in the scriptures and invite them to ponder how they would feel under similar circumstances. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, verses 1 through 3. The Lord reassures the saints during their afflictions. Before class begins, write the following question on the board. How would you feel? Invite a student to read the following paragraph aloud. Ask the class to think about how they would feel if they were in this situation. On Saturday, July 20, 1833, between 400 and 500 angry Missouri citizens met at the courthouse in Independence, Missouri. They chose a committee to draft a document outlining their demands of the Mormons. They demanded that no more Latter-day Saints be allowed to move to Jackson County and said that those already living there must pledge to leave as soon as possible. In addition, they demanded that the church newspaper stop publication. When these demands were presented to the church leaders in Missouri, the church leaders were startled and asked for 3 months to consider the proposition and to consult with church leaders in Ohio. The group of Missouri citizens presenting the demands denied the church leaders' request. The saints then asked for 10 days, but they were allowed only 15 minutes to respond. Refer students to the question on the board and ask the following question. How would you feel if you were one of the saints living in Independence, Missouri at this time? After students respond, invite another student to read the following paragraph aloud. The Missourians at the meeting in the Independence Courthouse quickly turned into a mob and decided to destroy the printing office and the press. They broke into the printing office, threw the furniture into the street and garden, broke the press, scattered the type, and destroyed nearly all the printed work, including most of the unbound sheets of the Book of Commandments. The mob next went to destroy the Gilbert and Whitney store. However, Sidney Gilbert met the mob before they could carry out their plan and promised that he would pack the goods and leave in 3 days. Ask students to share their responses to the question on the board in relation to this account. After students share their thoughts, invite a third student to read the following paragraph. 3 days later, on July 23rd, a mob appeared again in Jackson County, Missouri, this time armed with rifles, pistols, whips, and clubs. They set fire to haystacks and grain fields and destroyed several homes, barns, and businesses. They eventually confronted 6 church leaders who, seeing that the property and lives of the saints were in jeopardy, offered their lives as a ransom. Rejecting this offer, the mob leaders threatened that every man, woman, and child would be whipped unless they consented to leave the county. Under pressure, the brethren signed an agreement to leave Jackson County. Half of the members and most of the leaders would leave by January 1, 1834, and the rest would leave by April 1, 1834. The mob allowed John Corll and Sidney Gilbert to remain to sell the property of the saints who had been driven out. Invite a student to read aloud the section Introduction to Doctrine and Covenants 98. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what prompted this revelation. Invite students to report their answers. According to the section Introduction, what is remarkable about the timing of this revelation? Explain that the saints in Ohio were also experiencing persecution during this time. The principles in this revelation applied to them, and they can also apply to us. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, verses 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to look for the counsel the Lord gave the saints. It may be helpful to explain that Sabaoth, in verse 2, is a Hebrew word meaning hosts or armies. Its use here implies that the Lord commands angelic armies or hosts and the armies of Israel or the saints. What counsel did the Lord give the saints? Write students' responses on the board. Why is it important for the saints to give thanks during difficult times? What do you think it means to wait patiently on the Lord? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what it means to wait patiently on the Lord. Quote, "What then does it mean to wait upon the Lord? In the Scriptures, the word wait means to hope, to anticipate, and to trust. To hope and trust in the Lord requires faith, patience, humility, meekness, long-suffering, keeping the commandments, and enduring to the end." End quote. Why would the counsel to wait patiently on the Lord have been important for the saints in Missouri? What words of comfort do you see in verse 2? Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we give thanks in all things and wait patiently on the Lord, then blank. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 98 verse 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord promised the saints if they would obey His counsel. How would you complete the principle on the board based on verse 3? The following is one way students might complete the principle. If we give thanks in all things and wait patiently on the Lord, then the Lord can make our afflictions work together for our good. Invite students to think about someone they know who has waited patiently on the Lord during difficult times and has found reasons to be grateful. In what ways did afflictions bring about good in that person's life? Doctrine and Covenants section 98 verses 4 through 10. The Lord counsels the saints to befriend the law of the land. Explain that in addition to counseling the saints to wait patiently, the Lord told them to obey all of His commandments and said that they were justified, quote, in befriending or supporting that law which is the constitutional law of the land, end quote. He explained that the constitutional law of the land supported that principle of freedom in maintaining rights and privileges and belonged to all mankind. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98 verses 9 and 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said about government leaders. Invite students to report their findings. How could the Lord's counsel in Doctrine and Covenants 98 verses 4 through 10 help us today in whatever country we live? Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 11 through 18. The Lord instructs the saints to keep their covenants, even during difficult times. Ask students to ponder the following question. What reward comes to those who lay down their lives for Jesus Christ's cause and His name? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 11 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the answer to that question, and what the Lord told the saints about being tested or proved. What commandment did the Lord give the saints? According to verses 13 through 15, what is one reason the Lord tests us? After students respond, write the following principle on the board. The Lord tests us to see if we will keep our covenants, even when it is difficult to do so. Why might it have been important for the saints living in Missouri in 1833 to know this truth? Why might this truth be important for us to remember today? Ask students to think of someone they know who is a good example of keeping covenants during difficult times. Invite a few students to share their responses with the class. Invite students to consider what they will do to stay strong and keep their covenants, even when it is difficult to do so. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, verses 16 through 18 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord told the saints to do. Invite students to report their findings. Doctrine and Covenants section 98, verses 19 through 22. The Lord tells the saints in Kirtland to repent. Explain that at the time the Lord gave this revelation, the saints in Kirtland, Ohio, were also experiencing difficulties. In Doctrine and Covenants section 98, verses 19 through 22, we read the Lord's message for them. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 98, 19 through 22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said about the saints in Kirtland. Invite students to report what they find. How do the Lord's words about the saints in Kirtland relate to what He told the saints in Missouri? How could the Lord's message in verse 11 apply to us? Help students understand that to cleave unto good is to unwaveringly commit to it. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the doctrines and principles discussed today. Encourage students to forsake their sins and cleave unto good. Supplemental teaching ideas. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 98, video presentation, excerpt from Legacy. To help students visualize and understand the harshness of the persecutions the saints endured in Zion, you may want to show the portion of the movie Legacy that portrays the mob destroying the printing office and tarring and feathering a church leader. This segment is found between time codes 5 minutes and 39 seconds and 7 minutes and 45 seconds. You could show it right after students have read about the saints' experiences in Jackson County. This video is available on Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Visual Resource DVDs. In addition, your Meeting House library may have a DVD copy of Legacy.